The Fed chairman makes the case for more action, but there's only so much he can do.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Welcome to the Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. In a speech this morning, Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke was supportive of pumping more money into the economy. We'll tell you why Bernanke does not hold all the cards after we ask, where's Wall Street? We got some fresh economic data this morning. Retail sales were relatively strong. Retail inflation is so flat, people on Social Security will get no cost of living bump, the second straight year with no increase. That's never happened before. As for stocks, they're mixed. The NASDAQ is doing quite well, up about 0.6%. The S&P 500 up 0.2%, but the Dow is down 3 points at 11,091. Let's welcome our Friday regular, Chief Economist Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, who joins us live from New York. Morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Let's start with this morning's news on the economy. How good was the retail sales report?
It was actually really good. Retail sales were not only better than expected in September, they were revised up in August. And I think it's important to remember that a month ago when the August numbers came, economists, myself included, thought they were decent mostly because discounting pulled sales from September. So the fact we kept the momentum going, that's a really good thing.
Very good. And the other big news this morning was inflation. What's the story there?
Well, I think the biggest story is that we're looking at consumer price inflation today. It's only up 1% in the last year. We got wholesale price inflation yesterday, and it was up 4% in the last year. What that tells you is that, that commodity prices are rising. Costs are increasing for businesses. It's one more reason that businesses are reluctant to hire. And ironically enough, the Fed bears some responsibility for that. All this talk about further accommodation has driven the dollar down, and that's what's pushing commodity prices up.
All right. Commodities, oil, makes that more expensive. Well, this leads us right to Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, who has seen the inflation data this morning. He spoke in Boston, and reporter Janet Babin tells us that he did make the case for more stimulus, Fed style.
Like most of the country, Fed Chairman Bernanke's worried about the high unemployment rate. He says it poses a risk to economic recovery. The Fed chairman's also concerned about inflation being too low. And he says the Federal Open Market Committee, the FOMC, is ready to act to deal with low inflation.
The Federal Reserve remains committed to pursuing policies that promote our dual objectives of maximum employment and price stability. In particular, the FOMC is prepared to provide additional accommodation if needed to support the economic recovery and to return inflation over time to levels consistent with our mandate.
This means the Fed's considering whether to buy more treasuries as a way to bring market interest rates lower. But the Fed is still weighing how aggressively to pursue these monetary policies. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Okay, and back with economist Chris Lowe. Chris, as you heard, they're still not a definite considering, prepared. With unemployment so stubborn, it's easy to say, well, go, Ben, go, you know, stimulate. But what is the risk of the Fed doing all this possible asset buying?
Well, I think the biggest risk is this, that policymakers, by their very nature, are supposed to come up with solutions when the economy is in trouble. That's why the Fed is talking about quantitative easing, which would be purchasing more assets to drive interest rates down. The risk is that it may not be enough to have a material impact on aggregate demand. In other words, economy might not pick up very much, but it could have a very big increase on the dollar. We've already seen the dollar weaken quite a bit. That's pushing commodity prices up, as I said earlier. And among other things, what that does is it means that when consumers are driving to the mall, they have to stop and get gas on the way. They're going to see those prices going up. And in fact, it may induce them to put their wallets away rather than pulling them out.
Harder to stimulate activity than it sounds. Chief Economist Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday. by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is worried about expected cuts to Britain's defense budget. She told the BBC that all NATO countries need to do their share. The BBC's Rebecca Singer reports from London.
Britain is one of the few NATO countries that spends 2% of its GDP on defence. But Secretary Clinton says defence cuts could send the wrong signal to other European allies.
NATO has been the most successful alliance for defensive purposes in the history of the world, I guess. But it has to be maintained. Now, each country has to be able to make its appropriate contributions.
But critics say defence budgets are poorly managed. Tim Banfield's with the National Audit Office, which monitors public spending.
The Minister of Defence's decision-making processes and budgeting processes are poor, so they're committing to more projects than they can afford.
Meantime, US Defence Secretary Robert Gates, en route to a NATO meeting in Brussels today, expressed worry that as US allies cut their defence spending, the more people will look to the US to cover whatever gaps are created. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
And finally, as for the week's business news in a Marketplace Minute, I could talk about unemployment's rise or the dollar's demise or the deficit size or gold's new highs or the Nobel Prize or maybe Pfizer's consolidation with a corporation that makes pain medication. And there's always inflation. But I also must tell you, I'm leaving this station. This is my final time for the rhyme. Going to relocate to my old home state so dozens of cousins can have a play date. Be as well as can be. Thanks for listening to me and best wishes to Marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles and soon to be in Seattle. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
Hotels have started asking guests to go green. Let them save water and electricity by agreeing to fewer room cleanings. The housekeeping staff? Yeah, not too excited.
Most people who assertively care about preserving the environment are the kind of people who would also care about the jobs and livelihoods of the workers in the rooms that they stay in.
I'm Kai Rizdal. When going green isn't so good for workers, that's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.